Did you know we live stream the recording of this podcast every Thursday night at 7 p.m. Eastern Time on Facebook, Rumble, Twitch, Kick, and X? Come join us.
Boomer Bunker Prime Time. Time is the best teacher, but it kills all of its students. Welcome to episode 196. I am Boomer Bob, and the two oldest people on the show, John Domingo and the Duchess.
Oh, so rude. Good evening.
But truthful. What?
I'm just being factual.
Hey, you're barely younger than me. Just barely.
It's true.
All right. One of you guys got to take over. Younger. My vision's still blurry.
John had a little kerfuffle.
Did you do masturbate?
Oh. Well, that. And today I went to, I took the boy out to Kentucky Fried Chicken and I got a Diet Pepsi. Well, apparently, they didn't give me Diet Pepsi. They gave me the real, you know, sugary Pepsi.
Extra.
I came home and drank that.
You didn't taste test it first?
I couldn't. You know something I was saying to Duchess? I could tell the difference between Coke and Diet Coke, but I don't drink Pepsi that much, so I couldn't tell. I don't know the comparison, so I couldn't really tell. So I drank the soda, and then around, I don't know, what time did I tell you guys? Around 5 o'clock?
Yeah, 5.
My head was pounding. Yeah. My vision was blurry. I felt nauseous. I was like, what the hell's going on here? So I go upstairs. I checked my blood sugar, and it was like almost 300. And I was like, shit. So how the hell did that happen? So the only thing I can figure is that soda was, you know, actually sugar.
Right. And that's mm-hmm.
So I've been what happens. Sipping water, and now it's down to almost 200.
She gave us that through the show.
I'm going to crack me a beer. When's the last time you had one of these? Grolsch.
Never. I listen, dude, I'm not a beer drinker, and I don't like
that. Look at that cap.
Yeah, I know. Deuce is into all that shit. Deuce loves, you know, he's bringing he used to take these bottles to a beer brewery and fill them up. What do they call those things that you have there? There's a name for it where they have the cork that you put on and seal it.
A beer bottle.
No, there's another
name
for
it. I just buy it and drink it. I don't sit here and read fucking wiki pages on it.
You know, it's funny. Deuce will listen to this, and I'll get a text. It's called
a growler.
A growler was a kind of a cup, like a shorter cup.
No, a growler is that bottle that they fill at the brewery.
Yeah.
They'll fill it, and then you put the cork over top that thing there.
I like that little pop-top thing.
Yeah. This works as like a little butt plug.
Hey, whatever works for you.
Yeah, you just pop it off the ring here. It works.
When I first started editing for other people, I used to do this show out of Maine, which called the Great Beer Adventure. Might be still up there. I don't know. And this girl would go to different breweries and interview the people and how they make the beer and all this other stuff. And it was a pretty cool show. Like, she was actually in the brewery. So it had that, you know, that tavern feel, that ambiance, as they would say. Ambiance. Yeah.
There's a couple of breweries down by me, and you can, one of the, I guess, rules for being a brewery in New Jersey is you have to take a tour. So it's just like one big ass open room. But it's a couple of them are very nice. Like, they really,
I thought it'd be like, okay, this is the pool tables.
Yeah.
And over there's the toilets.
Yeah.
And back there's where we do Coke, but don't tell anybody.
Yeah.
Well, this is how
they have a bar and everything. It's pretty nice.
Well, this is how stupid it is in New Jersey. They can't serve food. No. If they're a brewery. So what you do is, because there's one in a town called Pittman around here, and it's right on the main drag. And so you go down the street, you get a pizza, and then you bring the pizza back, and you have the beer and everything. How dumb is that?
Well, it's like a liquor late. Like, so it takes away from the restaurants by doing that. So it's a weird regulations. Yeah. We have to deal with that at my real job.
They should have a number that you call the pizza place, because it's only like two doors down. And then the pizza place comes over and delivers the pizza to the brewery.
Why wouldn't they?
I don't know. I think it's the dumbest thing. This government is so fucked up. I'm so mad right now because two things are going on right now. The one about the car being shut off. They have
you did that on the Daily Jamingo.
That on the Daily Jamingo. Oh. They put this Thomas Massie. One of the representatives he put out an amendment to stop that. It failed. So on 2020, any car 2026, you'd be driving, if the car thinks you're driving erratically, it has a kill switch on it. The fucking car shuts off.
Yeah, just...
And then the second thing they're doing, they're sneaking this through, this fucking body administration, I swear to God. They are now turning the internet over to the FCC. So I don't know how much longer we have here, folks, because the first thing they're going to do is shut down these small shows. They're going to shut down The Blaze and Daily Wire and all this other. Yeah. No more free speech. It's for the greater good. Yeah. The greater good. We're going to shut your car off for the greater good. I don't know when people are going to stand up and say, go fuck yourselves. Go fuck yourselves, governor. Yeah, because the car companies, they have to do it. They're mandated. What happens? It's going to be like, in other words, your internet, the FCC is going to control your internet. So all of a sudden, if you're doing something, they just shut it the fuck off. Oh, I'm sorry. You have no more internet.
We don't like what you're saying.
Yeah. Anything. And it's these, I tell you what, these weasels, they won't even tell you. Like, in other words, you think something like that, they might broadcast it. That's going to happen. They didn't, but Glenn Beck did. I'm going to do this tomorrow morning on the Daily Domingo. He did a 6-minute thing. I didn't want to bring it here because it's too intense for what we do. But tomorrow I'm going to let it play what he said and go over this because it's
no, he's a very disliked man. Like I think he moved to Texas, moved his broadcast studio to Texas, and he built like a fucking like wall around the motherfucker. He's got guards and shit.
Yeah, Dallas. Like,
yeah, he is hated and by the left, of course, but probably government officials as well. But
I listen to him. I tell you what, he does a show on Saturday where he brings somebody and interviews them for about an hour. And some of those podcasts are unbelievably informative.
Eye-opening, yes.
Eye-opening, informative. Yeah, he also has a place, like he's getting ready. He's like a prepper. He's getting ready for the society crashing. It wouldn't take long. It won't take long. Bob, you put a story up here about the Yemen shooting down one of the U.S. drones.
Yeah, I noticed that you added to it. I didn't have time to pull any kind of article. I was watching the news and it was breaking news alert, you know.
So, yeah. So
they shot down a $32 million, what was it called? The MP9 or PM9? Yeah. I can't remember.
Reaper drone they shot
down. Yeah, it was a $32 million drone shot down. Okay, I think for $32 million, that motherfucker should be able to like outrun or outmaneuver whatever they used to shoot it down with. I'm just saying, $32 million, bro. It's a drone. And now I get it. These aren't like the DJI drones you get at fucking Best Buy. These are probably as big as my garage here, 2-car garage. But $32 million.
No, I get it.
Doesn't that seem a little?
Yeah.
Like it ain't like you got to put seat belts in it and ejector seat, all that shit.
They fly them from a place outside of Las Vegas.
I thought it was like Arizona or something. Yeah.
Yeah, that's where they fly them from. So then what did the United States do? They went over to Syria and blew up a ammo depot. And they killed some of the Iranian, what are they called, Revolutionary Guards?
They said the name of the group who they think shot down our drone. It was like Houthis or something, huh?
The Houthis.
Houthis, that's it.
Yeah, the Houthis.
I was like, what the is that like Houthi and the Blowfish? Like,
I saw the Houthis. They opened for Blue Oyster Cult 1983.
There we go.
So I have a clip here. We were talking about the government and fuck the government. Us crackers aren't the only one who are pissed off about it.
So you going to take 40% of my paycheck in taxes?
Most definitely. Mm-hmm.
And then after you tax my check, you going to tax me on anything I spend with the money left from my check that you already taxed.
Oh, you getting it now? You this close. You this close to getting ready to chase the American dream.
So let me get this shit straight. Bitch, you going to tax my whole check. Give me what's left.
then I'm gonna spend that on something, and you're gonna tax me again for spending money that was already taxed. And after I buy something, I have to pay taxes on that, or else you're gonna take it from me because I didn't pay taxes. Yes, and if you do that real hard and just pull up on your bootstraps with all your might, you will make it in this country. Bro, that sounds like some fucking bullshit. If I gotta pay taxes on anything that exists forever, anytime, always, every day, or else I fucking get my shit took or go to prison, do I own anything? No, y'all don't own shit. It's just a big lending system. We own everything, and we just sell you the illusion that you got something. You don't have shit. Miss a tax payment, I'm taking that shit. Miss another one, I'm taking your fucking life. You're going to prison. Don't like it? Leave, bruh.
He ain't lying.
No.
I mean, you buy a house, you pay on the house, right? And then every month in the state of New Jersey, you're paying anywhere between $600 and $1,200 a month. Just in taxes.
Taxes, yeah.
Just in taxes. For what? For yeah, what kind of services do they have here? They get dick and bubble gum, and they're all out of bubble gum.
I know my ex's daughter lives outside of Pittsburgh, and she pays something like $6,000 or $7,000 a year in property taxes for their home. Now, they have probably now with the like inflated rate, you know, home prices, it's probably like a $650, something like that. It's not like $1 million home. No. Here it's around five. It jumped up from $450 a year to $550.
Yeah,
which is nothing.
I have an ex brother-in-law. He lived up here. He had what they call a McMansion. When he bought the house, it was like $250,000. So he retired and he couldn't afford to live here. The taxes on just his house was $15,000 a year, just on the house.
Where did he live?
He lived North? In South Jersey. He lived in South Jersey.
South, wow.
All right. So what did he do? He sold his house. I think he sold it for a little over $300,000. He bought a house, the same size house down in South Carolina, paid $195,000 for it, and the taxes are $600 a year. $600 a year. He's like,
I wonder what services they have or don't have.
Well, you have to pay for your own trash pickup. So in other words, they you know, whatever comes out, I forget how much this. But the amount of money, he felt like he hit the lottery when he moved down there. He says the people are nicer. He loves it down there. He lives on the western side of the state, kind of where Anthony Cumia moved there, where he built a house.
Hmm.
Yeah. And here, you buy a car, they tax the shit out of that. It's insane.
Well, you have to have your car inspected, right? Like every year, or is it every year?
It's every 2 years. Every other year now.
Bitches.
We don't. Yeah. And all they do, so
they don't even care if it has tires on it here.
In New Jersey, you can go sit in a long line, and then they'll stick a thing in your tailpipe for admissions, and that's about all they do. And then they check your car. Right. And then they do it for free. If you go to inspection station. But if you don't want to wait in a long line, a gas station or a mechanic will do it for like $75.
I've had one inspection done. I had moved back here from Florida a while ago, and I went to, you know, register my vehicle, and they said, well, you need to pull it around for an inspection. I was like, wow, when did they start that shit? I thought I was about to get the, you know, check the tires, check the lights, check the exhaust system, all that stuff, right? Nope, they just verified the VIN. They just walked up, looked at the VIN number, looked at, you know, everything else. All right. So I'm like, you made me go through parking it here because this is downtown traffic, nightmare to parallel park in those spots. You know, you made me do that for that. Fuck. This is just dumb.
Wiley Wendingo over on Rumble said, no inspection in Michigan either. No car inspection in Michigan.
Really?
Yeah. See, when it first happened, they would take your car, they'd put it up, they would take the front end, they'd lift it, and they'd shake your tires to see if, like, you had a bad ball joint or, you know, control arm or something like that. I mean, they actually inspected your car. They don't do that anyway. They don't really.
No.
If you had a rust spot that was too big, they would fail you for that, and you had to have the rust spot fixed. It was crazy. And then all of a sudden, they're like, nah, we just want your money.
Well, right. Was it Christy Todd Whitman changed all that around, right? Made it the MVC instead of the DMV and all that up.
Well, they were talking earlier this year. Now, I don't know how you know, like where this is at right now. But I heard him talking about doing the thing in your car, like every car coming with that tube that you blow in to make sure that you're not. Yeah, to make sure that you're not drunk. Like, why are you going to do that to everybody?
Imagine now you're working, you got a work vehicle, right? And every week, and you know, you change trucks or whatever. And now all of a sudden you got to sit there and blow into this thing. Well, okay, so that what is the, hey, Pedro, I had some Corvesas at lunchtime. Come over here, blow in this tube so I can start the truck.
Yeah. Well, that's what they would do at the bar a long time ago. We used to hang out with my brother at the bar, and he'd have a buddy, hey, man, somebody come out who ain't drinking, come out and blow in my tube, man, so I can go home. I ain't putting my mouth on nothing you put your mouth on, buddy. I don't care how hot she is.
The community tube. Happening.
Yeah, the community tube.
Fuck that.
Mm-hmm. Everybody's had their mouth on it. Ooh.
Well, I'm surprised they don't have an app on your phone where you can just on your phone and oh shit.
They should do that for social media.
0.08
people. Yeah. you're not permitted to post on Facebook.
That's smart. Yeah. You can't call your ex with, you know, you gotta do a breathalyzer first.
Sparky says, blow my car so I can go home.
Blow me first, then my car.
You need to blow this special tube right here.
Or, you know, while she's blowing you just in the car, you just slip the tube in her mouth real quick. Yeah, all right, fire it up. Oh, I'm just getting cold. I'm turning on the heat.
Jody's offering his pee-pee is a free breathalyzer.
Oh, I had somebody.
You guys are fucking pigs.
I had somebody from the group that I hang out with. DM, like, I barely know this dude, and he's like, he's a really nice guy and everything, but he DM'd me and asked me for some clean pee because he was going for a new job, and I was like, bro,
why would you know that?
I don't even know you.
Yeah. They find out it's fake pee,
and you might pee.
They do a DNA test on the pee. Next thing you know, you're in trouble.
Well, I was gonna offer him. Oh, I'll give you some clean pee, just not the way you want it.
Oh,
what does that mean, Bob? You're going to pee on the
golden
man?
Shower. Yeah, I'm going to golden shower.
On a guy? John. Isn't that gay?
Yeah, why not?
It's a gay thing.
It was a joke, John.
Calm catching down. It, I would guess. Yeah. Right? If you're the guy I'm getting not showered.
Exactly.
That's so gross.
I didn't say I was going to get off on it. I don't know. What?
Bob wouldn't enjoy it, but he would do it.
Okay.
Guy code, I don't know.
Hey, how you know you like it if you never tried it, right?
I guess you feel the same way about anal penetration.
Yeah, I've
okay.
Yeah, we're good.
All right,
I understand never tried where it. I'm at there.
You've never tried it, Bob. In. So how do you know? You don't like it?
You don't know.
I'm just saying. I don't know, but I would imagine that you haven't tried it.
I mean,
know?
They make toys and stuff, and I agree to shit that I probably shouldn't.
Jesus Christ! Can we move on to something different, please? I'm about ready to throw the fuck up.
Do you have articles up, John, or do you need me to share my?
Yeah, I figured what we would
do. I didn't know you were going to be here.
I didn't know I was going to be here either. I think what we should do is, why don't we present the articles that we brought? Present them, and then we'll talk about them. How's that? Well, let's try that. Who wants to go first?
I'll go first. I'll change the subject. It'll be boring. It's not going to be
Jesus Christ.
This conversation.
What the fuck is going on?
Okay, Sparky, you can't read properly. That's two O's.
Hey. You don't tell the audience that it's going to be. I got a great boring story for you. Hold on. Let me get it up here.
Hold on. You know, if you got to go to take a shit, now's the time.
Yes. Come on back after my boring story.
Got to go make some more popcorn.
Well, it's not as exciting as what we're discussing right now.
Change the baby's diaper.
So which story would you like to talk about?
I figured we'll just start with Baskin Robbins. Because who doesn't
I have a video, too.
For like Baskin Robbins?
Short, but. Yeah. I think it's an ad of theirs. It's very short.
Do you want to play that first? And then we can.
Well, you go ahead and do. I mean, Oh, my fucking shit is pissing me off.
Somebody do something, even if it's wrong.
I'm doing it. Calm down. I'm bringing it up. God damn. So this video here, I caught it on TikTok, oddly enough. I clicked it and it didn't bring it in. Told you. Keeps doing it. Doesn't that look delicious? Is that ice cream? What is that?
It looks good.
Is that a cake? Is it ice cream? Like, it's a very short ad here.
I'd eat that.
It's a turkey cake.
So is it it's got, I can't tell what's in the middle. Like, is it ice cream surrounded by other ice cream?
There's some kind of filling in there, Bob.
Looks like a mess.
Cream-based filling, it might be, but I bet you it's tasty. Looks like it might be a little bit of caramel on a caramel.
Yeah. They you know where the details are all for all this? In the fucking story I'm supposed to read.
Like little gizzards and shit. That'd be cool.
Yeah, that'd be cool. So I can let you guys finish since you're halfway through it.
Oh, I finished right before the show.
Don't you play that on me, sir.
Well, you should already have your article up and going. Let's go.
I have.
Slacker.
This is going to work Baskin well.
I hate you all so much.
See, John, you showed up and you fucked up the show.
So Baskin Robbins is releasing a new flavor of ice cream, and it's a turkey dinner flavored ice cream, and it's called Turkey Day Fixins. It will not actually have turkey flavor, but you'll be able, as you taste it, you will sample. They'll have a taste of honey, cornbread, sweet potato, and then Ocean Spray cranberries. So you'll get that in one bite. So if you like kind of that sweet, savory sort of thing, you can pick that up.
So you know what Dunkin' Donuts needs to do with that? They need to make like a green bean casserole donut to go with it.
That sounds terrible.
Well, it's turkey. So like turkey dinner ice cream doesn't sound gross.
Well, it's not turkey flavored. It's actually, it's again, it's honey cornbread, sweet potato, and cranberry. So it's kind of a unique flavor. See, Jody said he'd try it. So you
try anything.
I would try it, but I'm not. Although, yeah, well, you see, here's the thing. Wawa has this thing called the Gobbler, and the Gobbler is hot turkey over mashed potatoes and stuffing with cranberry sauce on top. And it's delightful, but it's a hot food and savory. I want my ice cream sweet. I don't want savory ice cream. I know they make savory ice cream.
Right.
I'm not a fan.
I don't think this is savory, but it has flavors that are not just, I think, cloyingly sweet. It has sweet potato. Cranberry is like a sour kind of sweet. Yeah. And then a honey cornbread flavoring. So I don't think you're going to be eating crumbles of cornbread, but you'll have the essence of that in your ice cream. So if you're not into that, they will be bringing back their turkey cake, which is what Bob had showed before. And what it is, it's a sponge ice cream cake.
Now that sounds delightful.
You would eat. So it's not.
But it's normal flavors, right? Yeah. It's not going to be like mashed potatoes on the inside.
It's not stuffed with mashed potatoes. It's the turkey legs are made from like a sugar cone. And then everything's covered in a caramel praline.
They should make the white stuff have like lumps in it. So it resembles the mashed potato texture.
That could be it. So apparently it's such an in big demand. I actually clicked on there. You can order it on their website, and you have to pre-order it. Of course, you can't just walk in and get it. And it is available at a Baskin Robbins within about a half hour for me. And there's one available near you too, John.
Yeah, I know. Did there's a Bas- I know where the Baskin Robbins is near me.
No, well,
not every Baskin Robbins has it.
Oh, okay.
So you'd have to special order it.
Did it mention a price?
I did not see a price. I would be, because you had to actually go process.
Because all of those are like a franchise thing. So I'm sure everywhere's different, you know?
Yeah, I'm sure. I can't imagine that thing's any less than like $45 or $50. So
for that?
Well, yeah. Why would you imagine it's cheap?
I'm looking it up.
I'm thinking it's like $25 for that cake. No, it's not even that big. It's a small thing. It looks like like a fucking chicken. It's not even a turkey.
Like a chicken. Okay.
So let me ask you this. Where does Thanksgiving rank in your holidays? Like, you know, if Christmas was one and, where would it rank in your holidays?
Like I'll say now that I'm in charge of Thanksgiving, it was much easier when I wasn't cooking or doing anything. I guess it's second. It's more for the family component.
Sorry.
Okay. No, go ahead. How much?
$34.99.
Oh, that's not bad. Oh, that's down by you, right?
It's right here and over here, Watchburg Drive. I'm trying to see if there's like a weight or if it tells you how many it'll feed.
Well, it'll probably feed four or one Jamingo.
Well, hey, I'm
jumping in front of the jokes, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah, that's cute.
Dude, when I eat ice cream, I eat ice cream. I'm like, you know what? I'm already doing a bad deed. I'm going to fucking go all the way with it.
Serves 12 to 16.
See, I didn't.
What?
I'm over here looking at the product page. Oh, I see that. Yeah.
You can pick your ice cream flavors. So you can get like the flavor of the month, which is that the Turkey Day fixins, or you can get apple cider, you can get cookies and cream, chocolate. I'm not going to read 8,000 flavors, but they have like old fashioned butter pecan, which probably they only, delicious.
Weren't they known as like 31 flavor, or is that a different?
31, yeah. Pass no, around. Yeah,
so, well, you said 8,000.
It could be.
I was just pointing out your exaggeration.
For yes, for effect.
I got to know, Bob, what does Bob eat Thanksgiving?
Usually, I'm not a big fan of turkey. I'll eat turkey, just I don't enjoy it. I don't, it's just not my thing. So I usually make like some chicken.
Okay. So you,
and what about ham? I'll get down on some ham, you know.
What about the sides? What kind of sides?
I live for the
sides. I love the cornbread. I love the rolls, you know, that kind of stuff. I love, you know, the mashed potatoes. Sometimes there's some carrots, that kind of stuff, you know.
Stuffing.
Sometimes I'll throw in a couple of ears of corn on a cob in the microwave. You know, okay. Have you done that thing where you microwave corn on a cob just in the husk? Yep. Like you leave it. That is the only way to do it, man. Oh my God. So amazing.
I agree with it. What we used to do is we would take, peel it back, pull the silk out of it, and then dip it in water.
And
then
very good.
Put it back, and then we would throw it on the grill and turn it and then cook it that way. And I thought it was really, really good.
I've never tried that.
Yeah.
Sounds good.
I love Thanksgiving, but I'm with Bob. I would rather have a roasted chicken than turkey. To me, turkey's dry.
It's boring.
One year
it's just boring, and I don't do gravies. So
okay, yeah, why? You gotta do gravies
because it's gross.
So all right,
it's fucking goo.
You know, Bob's got retarded taste buds. You know,
I have a problem with textures. Foods? I have a problem with no. I don't like my foods to touch on the plate.
Do you like? I'm one of those. Would you eat stuffing? Which is like, has like maybe a lump.
I've eaten it. I'm not a fan. It's like fucking breadcrumbs. What am I doing?
How about like mashed potatoes or sweet potatoes?
I love mashed potatoes. Okay. Can't you tell I got a fucking big bowl of them right here?
It is my favorite holiday. I love Thanksgiving because it's just family getting together for a meal. Yeah. It's very simple. You come in, you have a meal together, you enjoy each other's company. There's football on the TV.
Yeah. You got
3 more days off of work.
My kids
don't get no better than that.
When I was a kid, we always went to see, this is the sad part about Thanksgiving was we used to always go to my mom's sister's house, my aunt's house, and she just make this big giant spread and we would eat and then we would crawl to the couch and then we would watch football until it was, you know, until it was, and take a nap. You took a nap afterwards. And it was amazing because it was like all the families came together. It was my uncle's family and my family and all, and we were all there together. And it was just such a good time. And then, you know, my uncle's father and mother died. And so you start missing them. My aunt's passed on, my mother's passed on, my father's gone. So then you're supposed to take over the tradition. So when I was married, you know, we would do the thing. I was in charge of, I guess I was the sous chef. I'd be chopping the onions and the stuff and all getting ready. I would make the stuffing. And one year we deep fried a turkey. That was a lot of fun. It tastes like shit, but it was a lot of fun to deep fry a turkey.
Burned down my backyard.
I didn't set the house on fire or anything like that. Nice.
Okay. Kept it away from the siding.
Like by the time you bought all this shit, like the deep fryer and the peanut oil and all that you could have just went and bought an already cooked turkey.
Well, I'll be honest with you. We had a traditional turkey just in case the deep fried one didn't work.
We had a throwdown
turkey.
Smart.
Yeah. And the other thing is we used to do two things. Like some people like the stuffing in the bird. And then
some people like it cooked.
See, I'm a stuffing in the bird. I like to stuff it in the bird.
You know what kind of grossed me out, man? My daughter always asks for the gizzards and stuff. She likes to cook them and eat those. I'm like, ugh.
We used to take guts. I would take them and then you'd put them in the gravy. You'd mince them up and then you'd throw them in the gravy.
Oh, okay.
No?
Well, my grandmother did, but she would like strain them out. So you got the essence
flavor.
Of it. It was good. I mean, she made good gravy. You know, I got to tell you, it was funny. Like my grandmother always cooked. As far as I remember, my mom cooked for a while, and then my grandmother took over, and so it was that for a while. And then when my parents divorced, it was like Thanksgiving here, Thanksgiving there, multiple Thanksgivings. So my grandmother would make this pumpkin pie that was just phenomenal. And I could just, and you know, and you wouldn't eat, I don't eat pumpkin pie until Thanksgiving. So one year, like years ago, I was out of the house and on my own. And I said, I need your pumpkin pie recipe because it is so good. And she goes, oh, honey, it's just on the back of the Libby's can. She was just making it right off the can. Wow. I thought it was like something special. And I mean, it was, she made it and that's what made it special. But it was just the whole like, oh, okay. So the whole America is making the same fucking pie, yeah. But it was just, she made it. So made it special for me. But,
there's a place down in Delaware. It's called Linville Farms. And they have the most incredible pies. Yeah. So it's not even worth baking. You could get a sweet potato pumpkin pie. We used to get apple pie, apple crumb pie. Like my uncle would go down, and when he would come back from Linville, he'd be holding two stacks, like five boxes. He'd buy like 10 pies.
Oh my God.
Oh yeah. It was just, it was amazing. What do you do about that pie? What do you do? What are you kidding me?
So much pie.
And it was.
See, I can't do any of that. I have too many food allergies. Everything's contaminated. There's either a nut allergy or egg allergy. Everything we make is homemade. We cannot. I can get away with potatoes.
Oh, that's right. You got some rolls.
We have peanut, tree nut food allergy issues. So we do not. And pumpkin pie, I have to make without egg.
How do you make
that? It doesn't taste the same. Geez. It's not bad, but it's not the Libby's. It's not bananas recipe.
Thank God we don't have any of that.
Adapt it. And the bonus is Olivia, my youngest, she's the only one who likes pumpkin pie besides me. So we eat it.
You know what's better than pumpkin pie? I'll swear on this. Sweet potato pie fucks pumpkin pie. I'll just tell
in
you.
In the mouth.
Right. Absolutely, it does.
Everybody's very passionate about pies.
Yeah. Sweet potato pie. I mean, you know, there's two things. One time I'm sitting there and someone said to me, if you try sweet potato pie, you'll never eat pumpkin pie again. I said, whatever. Give me a piece of sweet potato pie. I was like, motherfucker. And then the same thing happened. Ruined. I used to eat clams on a half shell all the time. And I remember I was in a bar one time. It's around me. And it's a fresh seafood place. So I was getting a clam on a half shell. He goes, you ever have oysters on a half shell? I said, that's a lot. It's like a booger, man. It's just all.
That's a snot. Yeah. It's a big snot. Thing, snot.
And he says, I'll tell you what. He says, I'll buy you 6 oysters on a half shell, and if you don't like them, you don't have to eat them. I'll take the rest off of you. He says, but I'll buy them for you. Try it. He says, I'll tell you right now, you eat an oyster on a half shell, you'll never eat a clam on a half shell again. All right, fine. I'll try it. He was absolutely right. Oysters on a half shell are so much better than clams on a half shell. They're not chewy. They're so good.
You're not selling them.
The problem is now, somehow there's all kinds of fucking bacteria in the water now. And if you eat them, it could fucking kill you. Remember that one lady, lost her arms and legs over eating oyster?
We had to follow up with her.
Follow up with her. I think she probably did. She's either dead or she's second base somewhere on some kind of field somewhere.
You ever eat anything with like egg in it from McDonald's?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What do you mean? What are you talking about?
Well, they got a
new
way.
Don't do this to me.
Show it.
Fucker. Go ahead. Play it.
All right. Well, you know, I worked on the breakfast crew at McDonald's back in the early, early 90s, and everything was pretty much like, you know, made from scratch. Okay. And when I saw them pouring this egg product out of a fucking milk carton. That's your eggs. They use this new device. Now it's too loud. I'm trying to turn it down because the audio is not important. So they're pouring egg into a ladle.
Right.
All right.
And then they fill it up under the bar. Carton. And then what do they do to it? You know something? I'll tell you right now.
This was their first time doing this method. Like with the new machine, whatever the fuck this is. Forward to it. And what comes out now, again, this was their first go at it. But what comes out of this, it looks absolutely fucking disgusting.
See, there's two different types of eggs that you can get at McDonald's. One is this. It's their scrambled egg. But it's their scrambled egg, and it doesn't taste good. But if you get like a sausage McMuffin with egg or an egg McMuffin, it is an actual egg, and that's better. This, I'm not a fan of. I'm not a fan of that at all.
That looks gross.
Mm-hmm. So I don't know. So it made it scrambled, but it's in a They just cooked it in the mold?
Yeah, it's a mold that they make. And
yeah, well, okay. Well, the part that bothered me was everything came out of a fucking milk carton. That's what's in there. I guarantee you, when you look at the ingredient, it doesn't just say eggs.
I used to buy it. It's called egg substitute. It's egg in a carton. I don't know. Same way you can get egg whites.
You can buy egg whites.
You can buy egg whites in a carton. You could do that. They just, I don't know. I mean, you're going to separate your eggs or whatever, I guess.
If you need one or two, yeah. But if you got to do it a lot, it's people use it to add extra, like, whatever.
Did you ever make homemade pizza dough?
Yeah.
Yes. Done that.
Well, this guy has a way for you to do it, too.
Mixing flour, sugar, salt, garlic powder, and instant yeast. Oh, yeah. Oh, add in olive oil and some warm water. Mix it great. Until the dough's cohesive. Coat it in a separate bowl of olive oil. Don't miss a thing.
Pizza dough.
Rise in covered rice.
Oh my God.
Now decide what kind, my friend. Set a bail for 25 to bake. Time to bake. Time to bake. Yeah.
I gotta tell you, I will not be able to make pizza dough without singing that song. See, there's some supermarkets here you can buy it. It's really cheap. It's very inexpensive to buy.
It's in a bag.
It's in a bag, and you just take it and you roll it out and you make homemade pizzas. Sure. I won't be able to get pizza dough again without going pizza dough.
Doing your best, Eddie Vedder.
Yeah.
As long as you can scream it out,
you'll need to wear flannel while you're doing that.
Yes.
God, and, you know, it's been forever. I gotta tell you know something, Duchess. I don't know about you where you are. But we've had, knock on wood, the past 5 years, such mild winters. I don't think I've had to break out a flannel shirt. Most of the time, I just walk around in a pocket T-shirt.
Really?
Yeah.
It hasn't been horrifically cold.
No, it's been nice.
But even last week, it was freezing.
Well, there's a cold front coming because it was like 83 today. And Friday is going to be like 50s. And then after that, it's going to be 40s.
Right now, it's 37 there's a cold front here. Coming.
Yeah.
Well, that's perfect weather for this kind of music.
I feel my pecker tingling, balls are jingling too. Come on and tell me whether I can link them together with you. I need a hot slip mommy to slip my slummy into. I must...
God.
That's gross.
You know, I got to be honest with you. I hate Christmas. I hate the whole season. I despise as soon as Thanksgiving's over, I got a puss on my face and I'm in a mood. I am such a Scrooge when it comes to Christmas. I hate it. I hate everything about it.
So I need to tell you what I saw today when I was driving to the gym this evening after work. I passed a house where I could see their lit Christmas tree in the window.
You mean like it was awesome, like on fire, like
it was lit, like or it was with their lights. Up. It was lighted up, so I could see that from their living room window. And then driving home, I passed another house where I could see their Christmas tree, and a third house with decorations lit up outside.
Oof!
And I'm like, you motherfuckers! Like, come on,
it's not even Thanksgiving.
Come on,
I know.
It's just Halloween. Like, wasn't it just Halloween?
So can I tell you can I tell you a little story about the time I missed Christmas? So I missed Christmas. So this is what happened. I hate Christmas shopping so much. I used to always wait until Christmas Eve, and I would just run and go buy presents, just get everything. So I hated it. This is what I would do. So it was like the year or 2 years after I got out of high school. I'm in the mall. Yeah, I know. I do look like Santa. That's what they say. So I'm in the mall, and this is when the mall had a bar. There was like a bar restaurant in the mall.
Oh, like a Houlihan's or something.
And it was called, it was actually, yeah, it was like a tavern thing, right?
Yeah.
So I'm sitting there, and I run into a guy. It was I was friends with from high school. I haven't seen him in forever. So we're like, hey, man, how's it going? What's this? So we go into the tavern for some drinks. Next thing I know, 4 hours later, I'm fucking pistol whip drunk.
Oh, and my God.
I look, and they're pulling the door shut for the mall. And I go, the hey, gates. What's going on? They go, oh, the mall. I said, it doesn't close at 9 o'clock? Oh, no, Christmas Eve, it closes at 6. I did not have a fucking present for anyone. I had to hide. Terrible. I hid for a day until it opened up on the day after Christmas. I ran in and bought everybody's Christmas presents, wrapped everything, and then they're like, what happened? I said, oh, I was really sick. Sick? I might have been hungover. I don't remember, but I didn't have a gift one for anybody.
Was this like, wasn't with the kids or anything, right?
No, I was... Oh. I was 19.
Yeah,
I was
okay. Sorry.
Oh, well.
you forgot your children.
You're forgiven.
My parents are like, where are you? See, they were divorced, so it wasn't a big deal.
Right.
I just hung out somewhere and didn't come home until I had presents. My parents would have been pissed. Well, what happened? Yeah. Well, I was drinking.
I was drunk at a bar.
I agree, Sparky. Says, Christmas is okay, but the radio stations are disgusting with all the Christmas music they play. They should only be allowed to play it on 23, 24, and 25th of December. That's it.
Philadelphia, there's a station that starts playing it now, and they play Christmas music constantly until Christmas. That's all they play.
And they start it earlier, I think. Yeah, every year, it's like another couple days earlier.
Yeah, it's... I would never listen to it. That's another thing. I hate Christmas music.
Oh.
I hate, what's, they're all, they suck.
Mariah Carey. I hate that one.
Ugh, all of it. All Christmas music sucks.
I like the older Christmas music. Like, I love, like, Bing Crosby and, like, just the ones from the, like, 40s, 50s, 60s, you know, just all that old time genre, the big band ones. And my mom would always play Handel's Messiah, you know, with the Hallelujah chorus and all that. Like, that is just like a tradition. So we, every Christmas, that's what we heard. So it was, you know, I play it and the kids are like, oh, what is this? You know, so now I turn on the fucking, the Yule log fire on YouTube, let that run, and they play Christmas music and I let that run all day. And now that's my, I know.
See, we always had the five disc changer where you could, while one's playing, you can open the door and add a disc. Mm-hmm. So I would always add like Bob Rivers, you know, the parodies.
So
you go, Sparky.
So you know,
piss everybody off.
So this, tell you a story about the Bob Rivers song.
Oh,
so
song. He's got a ton of them.
Well, when they first came out, I think it was Bob Rivers. Is that the one?
Bob Rivers has been doing Comedy Core shit for. He's like the producer. He hires musicians to perform what he wants them to perform.
What's the one where it's the 12 days of Christmas and it got, and it's like the fifth day of Christmas, five months.
You're talking about Bob and Doug McKenzie,
No. It's rigging up the lights.
Hangovers.
Yeah.
My favorite is
That's Bob Rivers.
That's Bob Rivers. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So
she's a bitch, I hate her.
I'm at WDBK. And it's right around Christmas time, and the music director, the program director, he's got stuff that he says, I want to add some songs in here. So he says, help me listen to some of this stuff and see what we should add. I said, I fucking hate Christmas music. Ugh. We put that 45 on, and the first time I ever heard it, I almost pissed myself laughing. We laughed so fucking hard over that song. And it's still, if I could say that I have a favorite Christmas song, that's the one.
That one's great.
Yeah, it's the first thing at Christmas. That's such a pain to me.
Yeah, that's it. Such a pain.
Finding a Christmas tree.
Yes. Yeah. And it's like rigging up the lights.
They're so great. That is probably in my top 10. Like
sending Christmas cards. And at the end, it's like, I don't even know these people.
I don't know half these people. It's just the furiousness of it, and then it's just the anger because it's like, it's so relatable.
Yeah,
because it's like everybody hates at least one of those, and You know,
he gets to putting up the lights. I blew a fuse.
Yeah, I think it's called the 12 pains of Christmas or something.
And that's what's the one with the little kid. I have to go to the bathroom. And there's at the end, it just, like, they just cry.
Parking
like,
spaces.
One light goes out, they all go out. Like, the
why in the hell are they blinking? Sparky puts in there. I don't even know these people.
That's so great. It's but that's so true. I stopped sending Christmas cards. It was very difficult. Like, it was such a, I hated doing it, but then I felt bad that I didn't. And then I felt good. And then I felt bad that I felt good about not sending them. I was like, this is such a guilt trip.
So,
but I'm like, stamps are 60 some cents each.
Okay. So, do you ever have it like when you were growing? Like, this is another reason I hated Christmas. You never knew who was going to give you a present, right?
Oh, backup kids.
Yeah. Like, so what I did was I called them throwdown gifts. So, what I would do is I would go out and buy like CDs and shit that I would want, right? And I would wrap them up. And if someone came over and fucking backdoor gifted me, I was like, oh, okay, hold on. I'll be right back. And I'd go in and I was like, what the fuck? I'm going to give him a CD.
What don't I like?
Thank you. Oh, I got something for you. You run in there where they got a magic marker writing their name on there real quick.
Yeah. I just happen to have this.
Yeah. Throw down gifts. Yeah.
Throw down gifts. That's good.
Yeah, why would you backdoor somebody with a Christmas? Same thing with Christmas cards. Next thing you know, someone sends you a Christmas card. Now you got to put them on a list. So finally, what I started doing, I just.
Yes.
On the first day of Christmas.
No, that's not it.
No, that's not it.
That's not it.
Well, it's in the wrong folder. I got so many MP3s. It's fucking ridiculous.
Speaking of Christmas songs, there was one song that I had just it's a recently played song for me. And it's.
Department store. Sorry. He redid so many cool songs.
Waiting for a gift that I don't have the money for.
Nice. Has anybody heard of the song called Christmas Shoes?
No.
You would absolutely hate it.
Yeah, I hate everything.
I'm going for an upcoming episode. I will find, I have a great comedy skit that goes with it that I just forgot the comedian's name. Anyway, it's a terrible song. It's basically about, Lisa knows it. She's like, it's so sad because it is. And I think Sparky's heard it too. It's basically about a little boy. Oh, I don't even know if I want to spoil it, but people know it. So it is, it's such a sad song. It's horrific. It's a little boy who goes to a store to buy shoes for his mother, who's going to go see Jesus tonight. And it's like, it's this whole sad emotion. It makes me cry because it's so fucking sad. And it's at the very end, the last note of it is sung by a little boy. My mom has seen Jesus tonight. And I'm like, if she's going to see Jesus, does she need fucking shoes? But it's
just. Is she going to see Jesus because she's dying?
Dying, yes. His mom's fucking kicking the bucket. And I'm like, who sends a six-year-old to a fucking department store to buy shoes for his dying mom? I can't, there's so much into it, but there's a comedian that picks the song apart.
Yes.
Very well done. Which makes me, but I can't, as soon as I hear the notes to it, I'm like, I shut it right off. I've been in stores where they play it and I have to put AirPods in. I'm like, I cannot listen to this song, but yeah, it is a fucking it hits every emotion. And if like your parents are gone or people that you love have passed on and it's still fresh or it brings you down, that song is not the one to hear.
I get that way when I listen to Slipknot. This, I fully expect to hear this one this year.
We wish you were living with us. We wish you were living with us. We wish you were living with us. We're not happy you're near. You drive everybody crazy. You're hopelessly fat and lazy. You're constantly in the way here. So pack up your gear.
Is that for like a kid who won't leave?
Yeah, me. That's what I'm talking about.
Is your mom's playing that?
Your mom's
or
playing
my brother.
That. Yeah, you and your brother. It's on 24/7. Make it stop.
Just no repeat.
I think for Christmas I may go here to watch this.
What the fuck is that?
I
changed the music because they put Cotton Eye Joe and I fucking hate that song. So I edited this. This was like 3 minutes long and it's the same thing. So I edited it down.
Holy moly.
It's a chick on a mechanical giant penis.
Wanna love ya, wanna bug ya, wanna squeeze ya, stupid girl. Wanna touch ya, wanna take ya, wanna shot ya, stupid girl.
Whoa. Nothing for nothing, but she rode that
dick. She could hang on.
Yeah, she could ride that dick. I'll tell you that.
She can ride that dick.
I just felt that was the right music for that particular.
Could that be a song title? Ride That Dick?
Lisa says it's ball ridden. Ball riding. Ball riding. Get it? Ball. I like it. No ding. There you go. Lisa got a ding.
Last time I went ding, I hit the wrong button. So.
That's not something you see every day.
And I didn't notice any dollar bills laying underneath her, so I don't know what that was about. Maybe she was dressed like she just walked off of a dance floor, like a pole.
Yeah, I thought it's interesting, I guess, to do that. You don't wear pants, you just wear a skirt and then just hike it up, you know.
Well, you know, usually when you find those kind of videos, it's a, you know, plus-sized girl who shouldn't be on it, and the minute it begins going, she falls over the front, you know?
Yeah, because she has no control.
It's all about the core muscles, ladies.
It is. Get on there and do them squeezes. Those leg squeezes.
Them squeezes.
Top
them
heavy. Squeezes. Sparky. This is top heavy. Yeah.
Well, not, yeah.
Well, I tell you what, we beat that topic to fucking death, didn't we? That was a nice little rabbit hole we went down.
Oh, so everybody's Thanksgiving sounds like it's going to go well. Bob's going to provide the ball riding.
So you want to hear a sad story?
Yeah, let's bring it all down.
Let's bring it down. Here we go. So let's not end on a happy note. So usually I would go to the ex-wife's house and then I would help them cook the Thanksgiving dinner. Well, for the past 2 years, she goes to her sister's house and I'm invited, but I don't want to. I just don't want to go. I just don't.
It's extended.
Yeah,
it's like extended family.
Yeah, it's just not into it. So what I do is I go down to Wawa and I get myself a cobbler bowl.
Oh.
I'm sitting there in my parking lot eating my turkey bowl by myself.
Wait, it's a parking lot? You don't even bring it home?
By the time you get it home, it's cold.
Yes. Just sit there in the parking lot, listen to the football game while we eat my turkey bowl.
Well, do you think you're the only one who does that? I mean, not everybody, you know, has the big 18-seat table, you know, with...
Well, I had Christmas down to a science because this is how we did Christmas once the kids got older. I would go there for breakfast, and they made this big breakfast, you know, it was French toast casserole and... You know, everything. You could have whatever you wanted. It was this big, giant breakfast. We would eat breakfast, and they would open their presents and everything. And then they would get ready to go to the families, the wife's ex-wife's family. And then I would go home and take a nap, and I would order Chinese food for dinner.
You get the duck?
No, I never got the duck, but I would eat I would order Chinese food for dinner. And then I would eat Chinese food and watch whatever football game Warner was, whatever. And I would go see. It was the best Christmas because you'd come in, you'd see the kids. You know, I wasn't a big, you know, we already had turkey Thanksgiving. You know, I already had that big giant meal. So I would order Chinese food, which I enjoy. And then, you know, watch TV. So it wasn't bad. But, I'll be sitting in a Wawa parking lot this Thanksgiving eating a turkey bowl.
We did that last year. I remember you telling us about it.
Yeah, do it again this year.
There's nothing wrong with it. I don't see anything wrong with it.
No. Hey, listen, I don't have to. Hey, I would go and peel 10 pounds of potatoes, 5 pounds of sweet potatoes. I would cut up all onions and whatever, celery and shit. You know, I'd cut up all that stuff. I was working my ass off in the morning of Thanksgiving, getting the turkey out, carving the turkey and all that. I don't do that anymore. Just go down and get yourself a turkey bowl.
There was one Thanksgiving where my eldest daughter and I volunteered at a local high school, and they put on a Thanksgiving dinner for people in the community right after Hurricane Sandy.
A new bunker intro.
And Paul and my other daughter drove down to Florida to surprise his mom, just as it, because he's like, well, we got invited. I'm like, well, you go, and the eldest one and I will stay up here. So we worked, served meals, prepped food, like did the whole thing. It was like quite a few people showed up, served a lot of folks. And then on the side of that, my mother had just been released from the hospital. So she had just come home. So between that going on and cleaning up and getting that all done, when we left, I took leftover food and brought it to my mother and her boyfriend, partner, whatever's house, and gave them their Thanksgiving dinner. And then we drove home. And as we get home, my eldest daughter goes, "What are we having for dinner?" And I literally went, I don't have anything. I had no dinner. I had no dinner. We didn't even bring leftovers for us. So we got back in the car, drove to Wawa, and she got herself a gobbler bowl. She loves those stupid things.
They look
delicious. She loved it. Yeah, she enjoyed it. I felt so guilty. I felt really bad that I hadn't cooked a meal for her. I was like, oh, and she was like, no, this is great.
So, I'm telling you right now. No
cleanup. It was nice. We just went home, put our feet up. It was a good day.
Wawa sweet potatoes are fucking delicious. They're like a dessert. They're amazing. I've never had them.
Yeah.
Oh, they're so good. Yeah.
I don't eat most of their food. I'm just like,
So you, you don't ever go to have a Thanksgiving dinner in a Upper Deerfield Township?
No.
Damn it.
Oh, nice segue, Bob.
Elementary school janitor in New Jersey accused of contaminating food utensils with bleach and bodily fluids.
Tasty, folks.
This guy here.
He's sexy.
He should get the chair.
Hey, Impellerito.
Hey,
this guy here should get the chair. Anybody that jerks off into somebody's food.
Well, can we at least address the article a little bit? An elementary school janitor in New Jersey is facing a list of charges, including child endangerment, for allegedly contaminating food and utensils with both bleach and bodily fluids. 25-year-old Giovanni Impellerito of Vineland is also charged with aggravated assault and tampering with food.
Yeah,
disgusting.
Yeah, he jizzed into the utensils, saliva, urine, and feces. Motherfucker.
He sprayed bleach into a container of cucumbers with the intent of harming children. He touched his private areas with bread, spit on it, and put the bread back into the container.
So gross.
Yep. Kids are getting sick, having diarrhea, vomiting, and we're blaming it on a belly bug when it really could be hepatitis.
Jesus Christ.
What a fucking piece of shit.
Filthy scumbag.
Just take this guy out back and put a fucking bullet in him. Drop him off in Gaza somewhere.
I got to tell you, just take and cane this guy. I'm all for that.
Boy, you're about some caning.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like a good old-fashioned spanking. You know what? It would definitely deter others from doing shit like this. It would stop a lot of this bullshit. There's no fucking... There's no punishment for whenever anybody does this. He'll get off. He's not going to go to jail.
That's pretty awful, man.
He might. I think there's enough parents that are in a giant uproar about this. I think this guy's going to serve time. So, but hopefully they put him in a population where they find out he messed with kids. Maybe they beat the shit out of him and kill him. Or I don't advocate them killing him, but if he was a little crippled from it, I don't think I'd be mad. So,
crippled.
Especially if that was my kid.
Don't kill him. Just maim him and cripple him for life.
Fuck him up really, well, no, because then he'd be on the system. All right. Scratch anything I just said. I take it all.
Why does it itch?
Have at it. Do what you will.
I'm closing stuff.
Yeah.
Remember the time we did the story about the lady who was making, excuse me for one second. Sorry.
What did Bud Bugger say? What did he say? They should look at
let the parents jerk off on
it. Oh.
Yeah. They should. You know what they should do? The whole fucking school district should be cocky this guy. They should all just jizz on him until he looks like a glazed donut.
Like the cement truck on that car that pulled out in front of it.
Yes. They should throw feces and piss and shit and
baboons.
Make him eat it.
That's so gross.
Like a hazing ritual.
Remember the story of the lady that took the brownies to the bake sale? And then after she sold them, that she told everybody that they were made with breast milk.
Yep.
And I was like,
no, it's not. Also, those other ones where a woman had her husband
jerk off into them.
Yeah, to the batter.
What?
Ooh. Yes, you guys did that story.
We did the story.
I don't remember that.
I remember that. That was disgusting.
They remember it.
I'm sure they do. I
still drinking fucking mouthwash, trying to get that out of their mouth.
At first, when she said she made it with breast milk, I was like,
maybe
I'd try one.
Well, it'd be one thing if you knew and it was offered, you'd be like, yeah, give it a whirl. But it's another like, here, kids.
Oh, I'm going through TikTok, right? Nah, ad. No, no. Titties. Oh, she's breastfeeding a kid.
Yeah, I saw that one.
What's up? Well, no, there's thousands of them.
Oh, really? I've looked.
Oh, yeah.
For research.
And well, yeah. Well, I'm like, what is the deal? Like, why is it okay to have bare tit for that, but not
Bob, she's feeding a child.
Oh, so why do I need to watch it? Shut up, Bob.
They might start taking them down before I get on breastfeeding TikTok.
Oh, okay. Shut up. It's hashtag.
What the fuck is wrong with you?
Hashtag breastfeeding, John.
All right, I'm on it.
And get you a bottle of lotion.
John's not dizzy anymore.
Mm-hmm. Damn.
So, well, John doesn't go into Walmart, so this doesn't affect him. But Walmart to expand sensory-friendly hours nationwide. Now, I didn't understand what this meant. Now, I know what sensory-friendly is, but how does that apply to shopping?
At Walmart, no less.
Walmart says its pilot program for sensory-friendly hours was such a big success that it plans to continue to and expand the program. Earlier this year, Walmart tested out sensory-friendly hours on Saturdays only, with changes to make the stores less stimulating. What?
I'm just thinking, has any of these people shopped in a fucking Walmart? It's stimulating no matter where you turn, just with the clientele, just the customer base alone. You're like dragging somebody off a cart.
That was kind of my point.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not in there getting bamboozled and brainwashed by all of their product placement and what's on the TVs in the back and the music and all that shit. I'm like, why are these fucking pallets of stock blocking the aisles?
See, what I want to do is go in there during that day with like one of these air horns and just go.
Oh,
hey, those are in the sporting goods department near the boat stuff. That's trust all. Me, you don't even have to buy them.
You walk up behind somebody, you know, they're walking around and go, you know, I really like this. I feel comfortable here. You just walk behind them and watch them climb up the fucking shelves.
I think that'd be kind of nice because it's Walmart is such a shitstorm a lot of the times, just with screaming kids and people fighting and just people are loud and just obnoxious. If they just dial it down where it's not, you're not on 110 all the time.
Well, it's also a case of people don't understand, like they don't practice, you know, traffic laws.
Well, that's
but they're buggies. Like they just
keep it to the right.
They take walk right down the middle, not to the right, to the left. They know you're coming because they're coming the other fucking way. Pass on the you go. You're on the left. I'm on the right.
So the people that do this, are they the?
No, all of them. Everybody.
Oh, okay.
Especially here, you know, we got the fucking, you know, the mossy oak overalls on and shit. So.
See, I pull up outside and I just say, I'm in spot number 3. And wheel everything out and they put it in the back of my truck.
Yeah,
and
but you're missing out on that clearance aisle, man. How do you resist the yellow tags?
It's not.
I do love
you gotta look. You know what? I need a $3 telephone case for a phone.
Do you go in there with your
app?
Do you scan things with your app? Because sometimes
I have.
Is not the same, right?
There was an app called BrickSeek. Yeah. And you could find, like, you could just go in there and then open up the app and it'll tell you what's in that store that was like clearance. We're talking like $200 like audio bars for your TV that are marked down to like $25.
Yeah.
True. But the app kind of went wonky and so I just fucking deleted it.
I see something. Mike sent me a link. Let me see if this will.
Uh-oh.
Here it
is. Yes, there it is.
There
it is. Hear it.
First thing at Christmas that's such a pain to me is finding a Christmas tree. The second thing at Christmas that's such a pain to me.
Bringing up the lights.
And finding a Christmas tree.
Hang on a
second. Christmas that's such a pain to me. Hangovers.
Hangovers.
Finding a Christmas tree. The fourth thing at Christmas that's such a pain to me.
Sending Christmas cards.
Hangovers.
Rigging up the lights.
The lights guy's so angry.
The fifth thing at Christmas that's such a pain to me. 5 months
of bills. Yeah.
I can't stop this.
Hangovers.
We're going to hear the whole fucking song.
Click on it in space bar. It usually works.
Who is mad about here?
Good job, Bob.
Yeah, you got to play. We're already
Hang on, we're going to move it up a little bit if I can.
It's still going.
Christmas card.
Hangovers. Stop it.
Bringing up these lights.
It gets so fucking pissed off.
Jesus Christ. I was trying to move it up because like they get at the end, they're all mad. And yeah, I couldn't. Thank you, Mike. Yeah. Thank you for the link. But yeah, that's my favorite Christmas carol song.
Where are they from? Because they all sound very like North, like Jersey.
It does sound like it. Yeah.
They all sound like New York, Jersey.
Yeah, the one guy sounds like Archie Bunker. Hangovers. Oh, that's right. Because at the end he goes, "You think back," or what's he saying? "You get me his." I think it's like I just threw up, or I forget what he says.
No, I don't think he says he threw up. It's the little kid that says, "You know, I have to go to the bathroom," and then it's just like, "I want candy." He's like screaming through the whole thing.
Shut up, you! Yeah, it sounds like Archie Bunker.
It is. It's the affectation.
Mm-hmm.
So the next story, I kind of clickbaited you guys. I don't know if you clicked on it and looked into it, but I kind of clickbaited you in the Trello because I said, man makes his grandmother give him head.
I didn't even click it. I'm like, I'm not reading that.
Well, here it is. Man suspected in slaying of his grandmother who was found decapitated.
Oh. Now,
he actually cut off her head and took it with him.
Oh, it's disgusting. What is wrong with him?
He looks like a good church-going
fella.
What's
wrong with him? Look at him.
Oh, he's disgusting. Oh, he's got 420. What? Hey, peace.
Yay. So he likes...
Hey, look, Bobby's got your chin pubes.
he doesn't have my chin pubes.
Well, he's got Bob-like chin pubes.
I actually trimmed mine. I'm kind of mad that I did.
I bet they'll grow.
Yeah. It's just so slow. My hair grows so fucking slow, man.
Tell the ladies when they tug on it.
So, police have arrested 23-year-old man suspected in the slaying of his grandmother, who was found decapitated at a home in Northern California.
Jesus.
Officers responded to reports of a possible homicide last Thursday, discovered a headless body of a 64-year-old woman in Santa Rosa, north of San Francisco. They identified the suspect as the victim's grandson, I'm sorry, who authorities said was seen leaving the scene of the crime.
With a pillowcase that had a very red bottom.
Took the victim's head with him when he left.
For what? Like maybe she had gold teeth?
Souvenir?
Maybe he figured crack the teeth. This sounds like some kind of crack thing. This sounds like a robbery gone wrong. Like he came in to rob her and she caught him and he just killed her.
So they found the head Saturday evening on the south bank of the Santa Rosa Creek.
Jesus.
Held without bail. Huh, wonder why. I mean, California, fuck, that's a slap on the wrist kind of crime, isn't it?
Scanning for Mexicans.
Found one.
We've got a Mexican.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, that's, I guess, you know, sometimes you just can't get ahead in this world.
Oh,
stop it. Any cock will do. So...
he was trying to get ahead.
Can you read the green room? Can you read that headline or is it not? Like, I didn't know if you want to talk about that or not.
Yeah, well, about the drugs. Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. Well, because it's long.
Because I'm fat.
The fucking article. No, the article's so long. It's like there's so much information here. It's going to be hard to get through.
Well, we don't have to read the whole article.
So drugs aren't required to be tested in people who are obese. And here's why that's a problem. Do we need them to explain? Because everybody has different physiology, especially going from somebody who's fit and trim to somebody who's obese, right? Nice. So those drugs are going to act way differently. Now, one of them they said was, I think, one of the diabetic drugs, maybe it was like metformin, something like that, but it's going to take them longer, or no, it was a SSRI that was going to take more of it to get into your, you know, bloodstream before it actually, there's an, you know, obvious... You can tell it's working. You know what I mean?
Right. Same thing with vitamin D. The more fat cells you have, the more vitamin D you have to take.
I'll give you some vitamin D.
No, Bob. Not everything is a fucking dick joke. Jesus Christ. You are about the fucking horniest thing.
He's all horned
thing.
Up.
Well, I swear to God, he's like a fucking goat in heat, this guy. He's walking around with his dick out. Just put it in something.
Mine's in the gutter, John. It stays there. It never comes out.
Jesus.
And that's just where as homeless fucks live. So, see, people with a body mass index of 30 or higher are considered obese, and they're not required. They are not required to do any kind of trial testing at all. And I think that's bullshit. I think they should have to test it.
First
on everybody.
You got to find a bunch of fatties that will actually go out there and be tested. And a lot of fatties won't want to go be tested for this shit.
And that's one of the things that they bring up in the article was that the majority of those who volunteer for these kind of, I mean, you know, they're getting paid.
Right.
But yeah, but they're the more fit and trim type people.
Yeah.
Or methods.
So they just,
saying,
they just came out with another obesity, a obesity drug. And I forget what it's called, but it's on the same line of Wegovy and Ozempic.
Yes.
And so this one came out by Eli Lilly, and it's cheaper. Instead of $1,400 a month, it's $1,000 a month.
Oh, so yeah. Much all right, more so reasonable.
And then here, by law, Medicare and Medicaid are not allowed to cover drugs for obesity. So basically what they're saying is, you know what, you fat fucks, just do it on your own.
Well, is it a case of this, they're like off-label kind of use?
No, it's made for that. Wegovy and Ozempic and...
that's for type 2 diabetes.
Well, it is, but it has the Wegovy. If you use it within, I forget how much, you'll lose over.
I know, but it's still not. But the FDA
it's a great
didn't
side
approve
effect.
It as a yeah. weight loss medication.
Exactly,
it is. They have approved it as a weight loss medication.
They
it
have.
Is, yes, okay. They a lot of people. You can't get it now because people that are not type right. 2 diabetics are all buying this shit, and they have.
Well,
here you are. Now they've got a pill. Because all we used to say, boy, man, if they can make a pill to get my dick hard, but they can't get me a pill where someone will want me to have my dick hard. What the fuck, right? So now they have this, and now you can't afford it. You can't afford it. You can't afford it because you're a fat. So you're just a fat. So you can't afford it. It's ridiculous. $1,000 for a month's supply. And if it's anything like before, it's a fucking tube of medication that's this big, and you get a half of a milliliter or whatever it is. And once a week, you shoot in there, it's anywhere from $1,800 to $1,400 a month for that, for that much medication.
But Joe Biden said he was lowering prescriptions prices.
Fuck, he's too busy taking the internet.
But he said.
That guy doesn't even know where he's at. He's wandering around. Did you see the other day? He wandered off the fucking stage. I don't know where he was. He wandered off the fucking stage. And everybody's like, where'd he go? They didn't know what to do. They cut the feed. So they couldn't find him. Off he went. He just, bye. Yeah. He just looked left, looked right, turned, walked right off the fucking stage in the middle of whatever they were doing.
Well, you know,
4 more years of that.
Who else is getting fucked here? House approves bill slashing Pete Buttigieg's salary to $1.
Hey, you know what? Let's do this to everybody in government.
Well, they're just going to make their millions from their investments anyway, so this doesn't hurt them.
I'm telling you right now,
this just drops them into a little bit of a lower tax bracket.
This is bullshit. Again, we've made government so fucking big that we can't pay for it. Tell me what country gives us money? What country takes money from their citizens and gives money to us? We are fucking morons. The fact that we allow the government to take 40% of our pay.
The government.
And then take it and start getting just deal. Oh, hey, you need $100 million for no problem this month. Okay. Now all of a sudden this war popped off over in Gaza. And now all of a sudden in Ukraine, Vladimir, whatever his name is, Zelensky, he's on the pay me no fucking mind list. Now he's like, hey, listen, I don't want you to give me money. Could you just loan me $2 million so we can fight the Russians? Look, dude, you had how long was it? A year or something? You didn't
get
anything done.
Going on, it'll be 2 years in February.
All right,
God, 2 years,
almost 2 years. We're sitting there doing nothing. We're spinning wheels. We're spending all kinds of money. Here's what's going to happen: the same thing that would have happened the first month that this thing happened. Russia gets the Donbass, Russia gets Crimea, everything else gets back to Ukraine, and we will not be in there with NATO. They cannot join NATO. And that's what that would have happened the first month. Crimea.
I think Russia already has Crimea. There's right. but Zelensky wants it back, and it's like the only reason he's holding out for that is because he knows it's never going to fucking happen. And as long as he holds out, then no resolution will be made, and we'll keep dumping fucking, you know, wheelbarrows full of cash in his lap.
I guarantee it that somehow whatever we send over there, 10% comes back, and it's getting divvied out to these fucking politicians. At least 10%. I guarantee it it's happening. I can't prove it. I have to say allegedly. But
we stayed at the beginning of this show. There's a disclaimer. See, maybe you're right, John. A disclaimer that says, you know what, this is for entertainment purposes only, and all, you know, like opinions expressed are just for fun.
Yeah, here so, it is. Sparky's got
don't
a damn
take it
one.
Seriously.
Sparky says, done for hidden kickbacks. Don't think the money doesn't get funneled back into the pockets of the administration that gave it to him. Fucking right, it is.
Well, it also goes. To, you know, it's because it's not all cash. We're just not giving him cash. We're also giving him that, you know, large amounts of money worth of military gear that comes from defense contractors. And so all of our elected leaders are invested in those defense contractors, and they get to say who gets what. And so it lines their own pockets as well because their stocks go up.
Yes.
I'm going to tell you something right now. And they prove it every time. Whatever the Democrats say the Republicans are doing, they're doing.
Right.
They've been doing it now, and so is exactly what's happening right now. They said that Donald Trump was going to get us into World War III. Donald Trump was the most peaceful president we've ever had. He was making peace in the Middle East. He had those, what were those things called? The Accords. Can't think of what they're called now.
Paris Accords.
Yeah. You know, they almost had Saudi Arabia signed on. They had all these other countries signed on. And this is why Iran attacked Israel, because if Saudi Arabia signed on and they were all together, then Iran could have felt like they were going to be on the chopping block or whatever.
Well, this next year is going to be a case where all of these other countries perform a case of like a thing of, you know, get while they're getting good, because while Biden's in office, they can do whatever the fuck they want and get away with it. Mm-hmm. And everybody's just money flowing their direction. But things may change, we hope, you know, in this next election.
Remember, you know, John Kennedy, the senator from Louisiana, you have some clips of John Kennedy.
I put some lube on and got him on his knees.
Yes, that guy. He stood up He stood up in front of Congress today and said, listen, this isn't rocket science. This is what's going on. Russia, China, and Iran are all banding together. Russia wants to take over Europe. Iran wants to take over the Middle East. And China wants to take over all of Indonesia and Japan and all that. And South Taiwan. America and Africa. And then it'll be Canada, us, and Mexico. And they're also infiltrating Mexico, too. And they're also coming in here, too. So unless we wake the fuck up, which I don't think that's going to happen, because to be honest with you, as much money as Biden has taken from China, Russia, Ukraine, he owes these people some kind of something. He owes them some quid pro quo.
Like a favor, yeah.
Which is exactly what they said Trump did.
All right. Favors.
But he
He also he had 8 years under while he was VP to do all those things too. So we're just beginning to learn what he did then, because it was buried so well, or they just weren't even, you know, looking for it, and so much time has gone by.
Right. They just subpoenaed Hunter Biden and his brother James to Congress. This ought to be a hoot.
Is that over the loan checks, the one for $200,000 and the one for, $40,000?
Right. And also him buying a house cash, $3 million cash, when he 5 months after he got out of, Trump took over and he was out of the White House. What's that?
You don't do that? You don't just have a couple million dollars just sitting liquid?
I don't have $30 for a pizza. $3 million for this shit. Mm-hmm.
I'm into that.
I mean, it's ridiculous. And we sit here all fat, dumb, and fucking happy. And it's like, yay, it doesn't affect us.
Coming. Yay, yeah, Christmas.
It doesn't affect us. And I have this one thing that I would like to share with you, if I could, because it's getting kind of late.
You may.
We just sent $100 billion of your tax.
Sorry.
Sounds right.
And okay. We've lost a generation. We have not been paying attention to how our kids are taught. We figured that the teachers would teach these. You know, we trusted teachers to teach our kids. And this is the fucking morons that they put out.
Where are you guys from?
We're from Youngstown.
So they're from Youngstown, Ohio.
All right.
Do you guys?
And they're out protesting for Palestine. Free Palestine.
Think Hamas is a terrorist organization?
They are a political organization. Certain countries such as Canada, the UK, and the United States recognize them as terrorist organizations, but I think that one man's terrorist is another man's freedom fighter.
Man's terrorist is another man's freedom fighter.
Well, we kind of like did that.
One man's off fentanyl addict who tries to pass fake $20 bills is another man's black Jesus.
Right.
Hey, we did that with the Iran-Iraq war. I mean, remember, at one point, bin Laden was a freedom fighter.
Right.
So
the biggest terrorist organization is the United States of America.
So she says the biggest terrorist organization is the United States of America.
Okay.
I mean, they're not wrong.
Stop pointing fingers at anybody else. We should really look at ourselves.
I live in New York, so do we live on stolen land here too?
Yeah.
Kosher deals.
That's not true. We paid the Indians $24 for the land.
And
it's
some
not,
marble.
It's not
and some
our
beads.
Fault.
Yeah.
And listen, it's Don't not our fault beads. That they undervalued. We paid for the land. Yeah. We bought the land. It was not stolen. Stop saying it was stolen.
Have you ever seen a mood ring? I mean, they're pretty awesome.
Sparky's worth giving up. Just repeating what our professor said.
What's your favorite, like, Palestinian saying? Like, from the river to the sea, Palestine would be
free.
What would happen to all the Israelis?
All right. What would happen?
Fuck them.
What would happen to those? Now, here's the blonde chick. Wait to hear this.
They would use their second citizenship to whatever country they immigrated from, and they would go back.
But not everyone in Israel has second citizenship.
But everyone came from somebody that came from some heritage outside of the Middle East.
Like Yemen?
Like Yemen, yes, exactly.
So Jews could go back there? All the Jews could go back to Ethiopia?
Not all of the Jews can go back to one specific
place. Well,
not one Jew left in Yemen.
Nope.
That if they can't go back to any of these countries, they would be immediately killed. See, these broads don't know a fucking thing that they're talking about, but they're out there holding signs and sipping their Starbucks and wearing their Nike sneakers. A guy from Turkey today attacked a Burger King because Burger King supports Israel. So he took his, I don't know what he had. It looked like one of those stances that you use for, you know, for crowd control. You know, you have the tape, the thing that goes, you walk back and forth like cattle, you know, if you're going to the movie theater.
Like the pylons and stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah,
he picked
the velvet ropes.
Yeah, the velvet rope. He picked up one of the stances for that and started bashing the windows out of a...
oh, my God. Those are heavy.
Yeah.
That's so dangerous.
Was it a Burger cop King. Car? What was he... a Burger King.
Burger King.
Ethiopian Jews.
The sun burgers,
What about Libyan Jews?
Go back
to Libya, right?
They could stay in Palestine if they honor it as Palestinian territory.
Do you feel bad about what happened on October 7th?
I can condemn any act of violence that harms people, and I just would like to acknowledge the fact that context is important.
Right.
And when...
Because they killed a bunch of people, like 1,400 people in one day. It's the largest killing since the Holocaust.
What?
It's the largest killing of Jews. The largest killing of Jews since the Holocaust.
Since the Holocaust, yeah. Okay.
So you still want him to go back to Yemen, Jordan, like Lebanon, Syria?
Well, Martin educating himself. We're just following a rhetoric that's been in a family that's completely immoral and inhumane. But nobody wants to educate themselves.
This crazy broad just said nobody wants to educate themselves. You ought to look in a mirror and practice what you preach. Jesus Christ, that's what's wrong. And they're out there like fucking sheep. We've lost a whole fucking generation. We have allowed the institutions, of learning, higher learning, high school and all, we have lost a generation because they've taught these people this fucking nonsense. It's basically two things. You either you're oppressed or you're an oppressor. And if you're an oppressor, it doesn't matter what the if you're an oppressed person, you can do whatever the fuck you want. You can pick up a stanchion and break out windows out of a fucking Burger King. You can attack people on the street. You can take a bullhorn and beat a 68-year-old Jewish man on the West Coast, wherever he was, to yep. death. All right, you could do that. A lady thought that she was. She took her car and rammed a school. She thought it was a Jewish school. Here it was the Black Israelites. Should have came out and kicked her ass. They didn't. All this shit's happening, and all the Biden administration is talking about is Islamophobia. It's no one's attacking Muslims. Muslims. You're Muslims. So... yeah, this is our.
These are the same dumb fucks who were marching for fucking George Floyd.
Yes,
you know the man who died from a fentanyl overdose. It's in his fucking toxicology report.
Right,
but yet there's a man that's you know
five and, people are in jail over this.
Yeah,
it's a fucking.
And I'm not saying that they were in the right doing what they did, handling it the way they did. I don't know. I'm not a fucking cop, but at the end of the day, there's one man that's in there for his murder.
Right.
When it was an overdose.
Correct. Death. He did not murder him. You shouldn't be in there for whatever, how many years. He should be in there at all. If you want to do anything, you just say, listen, you're fired. You can't be a cop anymore. Sorry. Can't be a cop anymore. You don't put the fucking guy in jail. It wasn't premeditated.
We got Jalen Hurts over here. That's not actually Jalen Hurts.
We just sent $100 billion of your tax money to Israel. Yep. Your tax money is helping so many people. So you telling me y'all can afford to send $100 billion of them bitches somewhere else? And I can't even afford to fucking live. But your tax money is hard at work for the people. Oh my fucking God, where are my manners, Mr. President? I've been working 60 hours a week every week for my whole fucking life just to blow up a hospital. Good investment. Thank you so much, bitch. I can't even afford to eat a goddamn fucking meal and you talking to me about this super shit. Why is this fucking country so selfish? Bitch, let me tell you something. It costs $3,000 to rent a fucking dugout in this bitch. The price of food going up wrong. And wages ain't doing shit. But because shit keep going up, not only is the wages not going up, the shit we can buy with them motherfuckers, the amount of things is going the fuck down.
Yep.
Motherfuckers ain't got health care. If I get hurt, I die. Because I can't even afford to die. And you got the nerve to call me fucking selfish, you stupid bitch. Like, nah, let me get this shit straight, though. So you sending hundreds of times money it would take to fix the problems in this bitch somewhere else to fund a fucking genocide. But because that don't make me want to wrap an American flag around my chest and shit up my fucking back, I'm the one that's selfish. Bruh.
Yeah.
It's hard to disagree with all that.
It really is.
You can't at all. It was well said, actually.
I like it when it's put into, you know, layman's terms.
You know what they really need to do is start taking take economics classes. In other words, everybody's got to make McDonald's workers got to make $15 an hour. Well, what do you think that's going to do to prices? That's why a fucking quarter pounder with cheese is $7 now. When it used to be $3.50. They're going to
take it out of the CEO's salary, John.
It never. God, it's fucking dumb. Fucking people are so dumb.
What's the name of the guy on TikTok for their shorts? I'll look. I don't know if it's in here. I'll look it up.
Yeah.
I don't see it. His name is all.
Pop's going to get right up to the screen.
No, because it's like white lettering with a white background. So it's hard to see.
Stupid.
I feel terrible for the young people in this country during the Depression.
Let's see if I can't type it in the chat.
During the Depression, it took, four times someone's annual salary to buy a house. Now it's 60. You used to be able to buy a car for, like during the Depression, your annual salary, it was like 1.5 times to buy a brand new car. Now it's way more than that. They have taken and devalued the money and devalued the money and devalued the money. It's worth shit. It's toilet paper. And nothing. They're not doing anything to change this. They don't give a fuck. It's more for them and less for us. It's everything that George Carlin warned us about 10 fucking years ago.
Yeah.
And we're just sitting here and we're arguing with each other over nonsense.
Sorry.
It shouldn't be Republican against Democrat. It should be Republican and Democrat against the establishment. And that's what they don't want. And they use the press to sit there and make you upset. They take that and they show you all these stories and they make you upset about the other person. We need to band together and go after the establishment. The fact that they're going to sit there and take and make it where you're not, they're going to take and control the internet. Now all of a sudden, something they didn't even build. They're just like, that's mine. We're going to take the internet. We're going to anybody that we don't like, we're going to take it away from. We're going to make some kind of bullshit laws for the greater good. Better wake up, people, because by the time you wake up, it's going to be over. And, you know, it's funny because when you say something about, you know, revolution, because that's the only way you get your rights back. You don't get them. They don't give them back to you. It actually takes a revolution to get them back. We don't have the stomach for it anymore. We're soft.
I felt like this was a John Domingo answer.
No, no.
How many genders are there?
Two.
And they are?
Male, female.
But what about someone's right to tell you what their gender is?
No problem at all. So it's you. You're going to tell me what your gender is, but in the world is less fucked world. I don't have to believe it, but I'm thrilled for you. You're a lampshade. I'm so happy. Let me put a light bulb up your ass.
I felt that was a perfect go answer. Yeah, you're a lampshade. Right. Let me put a light bulb in your ass.
Right. Sparky Tooth says, it's a bit, it's their club and you ain't in it.
Nah.
You ain't, you and I aren't in the big club.
He did a lot of televised, I guess you'd say, comedy shows that for, I think it was like from 2000 to like 2005, where he just shit on the government nonstop. That's all he did.
But so. See, the thing about George Carlin is he was that, you know, once he made it, he was always that hippy dippy guy. He was always, and the thing about him, he was so smart about it, the way he talked about it. He made you laugh and he made you think.
Well, like, how do you remember all that shit right there on stage? Like, he didn't have an iPad in the floor or on a damn mic stand. He wasn't reading it off his phone. He wasn't, you know, he didn't have a prompter in the back of the room, you know?
Well, they go to a club. Right, they go to clubs and they work on it, work on it, work on it. Yeah. And then they hone it for a year and then they go to HBO and HBO backs up a fucking Brinks truck and pays him a shit ton of money. And then he does that and then he goes and starts working on another hour. All the comedians do that. Jesus Christ. I saw Tom Segura. Tom Segura is one of my favorite comedians because he is an amazing storyteller. Tom Segura is an amazing storyteller.
He
tells the story of the time he takes HTC pot gummies. He takes them to go to sleep. And he's visiting his mother. And he says, have you ever maxi-dosed an old lady? I have. And he sits there and tells the story how he ended up giving his mother so many of these gummies that she texted him and said, you're trying to kill me. I'm not going to, if you get a chance to see it, it's hysterical. But he just tells such a story. It's amazing. And his wife, who's Christina P.
Yeah.
And they talk about their kids. They have kids together. They have boys together. And those fucking boys are following right in their father's footsteps. They are going to be motherfuckers. I can't imagine what they're going to be like growing up.
I don't know how she is in the podcast, but I've caught some of her, like, you know, clips of her doing her comedy act, and it's actually pretty good for a chick.
Yeah, I like her. I'm not crazy about their podcast. There's one.
Well, her comedy isn't all, oh, my vagina, oh, my God, I got my period the other, oh, my ex-boyfriend. It's not the usual shit that women talk about on stage.
Well, the one time she did talk about blowjobs. She says, when you're dating somebody, you'll blow them for anything. Six pink McNuggets. And then when you get married.
What's her number?
And then you get married and you're like, blowjob? Oh, that was.
She's
that was
actually a nice looking lady, too.
She goes, that was yesterday. Yeah, that's off the menu, buddy. Once you get married, blow. That's what they say. Why does a bride smile when she walks down an aisle? Because she realizes she just gave her last blowjob.
Blowjob. Mm-hmm. That's not true, but yeah.
I'm just saying, that's what they say. I don't know. Yeah.
No, it's not necessarily true.
Hey, listen, if you put a dime in a jar every time when you're dating, you get a blowjob, and then you take a dime out when you get married, every time you get one, you'll never empty the jar. Sorry, Kate.
I don't really care.
That's not true.
Not my problem how sad you guys have it.
Well, I was sad
I found
at all.
The link for the Tom Segura bit, so I will put it in the Discord.
Cool.
Put it in the Discord. Yes. Oh, my God.
Sparky, if you're listening, that what you asked earlier, the guy's name is at Worm, W-R-M, 11112.
Jesus.
I know. Well, I want to help the listener.
All right. Well, listen,
Bunker.
I think we've done it all. We've said it all. We've been here for an hour and 40 minutes.
Wow.
Yeah. We didn't get
time flies.
Yeah. We still have stuff to go, stories to go on. So we will be back here Monday, right? Did I get the day right this time?
Monday.
Well, are we going to change? There may be some changes coming to the show in regards to
changes.
What nights we live stream. We're still working on that.
Right. Mm-hmm. We actually opened up a dialogue. We're back channeling like the U.S. with Israel. And
I'm coordinating them.
Right.
We're doing very well with
We put Duchess in charge because
I'm
Bob
in charge
and
of
I.
Communications.
Yeah, we're Duchess.
She's like the UN.
Yeah. And I'm all for it.
Yeah. So
hey, listen,
make sure
I'm sorry, go ahead, Bob.
I was going to say, make sure that you check out the Daily Jamingo Monday through Friday at noon Eastern time. I've watched every episode. I think it's great. Comment a lot, so.
You do comment a lot.
Yeah, well.
Hey, listen.
I get bored at work.
I'm still trying to get my wheels underneath me with this whole solo thing. And
you're doing good.
Yeah, it's still a funnel, but I think I'm doing okay.
You're doing great.
Let's see what happens.
Pretty good.
All right. This weekend.
I may join you here soon do a show after yours.
I'll tell you right now, I'm going to be testing some technology. So the Daily Jamingo might show up Saturday at a time when I'm ready to go. But we'll see.
I'll throw it in Discord.
Throw it in Discord. All right, everybody. We'll talk to you on Monday.
Bye.